Hey, thanks for joining us on the No Limits Church podcast. This is a place to get equipped to make a difference for the kingdom of God. So get ready to be empowered by this message.
Well, on January 28th, 2023, the Holy Spirit revealed incredible details about God's purpose for No Limits Church. And I received this prophetic word through tongue and interpretation. I was in my office spending time with the Lord and praying in the Spirit when a bold utterance just kind of burst out of me in tongues. And I knew I was just delivering a powerful word from God. And you'll see Beth and I operate in tongues and interpretation often. I give the tongue and Beth interprets. But since Beth wasn't with me that day, I didn't expect an interpretation. And then my words effortlessly transitioned from tongues to English, and I realized for the first time I was interpreting my own tongue. How many of y'all have ever interpreted your own tongue before? That's awesome. I was excited. That's the first time that ever happened. And it was an incredible experience. I knew it was the interpretation because what I said, what was coming out of my mouth, could not have come from my own thoughts. This was far beyond anything that I could dream up on my own. I'm like, wow, that didn't come from Cade. Cade's a little more conservative than that. And I've read this to the church several times already, and now I want to take you to Scripture to prove that this is a true prophetic word from God. How many of you know when you get a prophetic word, especially about the direction of your church, you need to revisit it often? Have you all ever gotten a prophetic word and then you just walk off and forget about it, only to come back maybe a year or two later? Like, I'm talking about a personal prophetic word. Someone prophesies over you and you're like, ah, that was great in the moment. And then you couldn't say tomorrow like what they said to you. Yeah, let's not be people like that. Let's remember what the Lord has told us. So that's what we're doing today. And you know, 1 Thessalonians teaches us not to despise prophecy. Have you ever heard of anybody despising prophecy? Especially these days, right? It seems like people are just wanting to despise prophecy. They're just mad at the prophets. They're just blah, 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 blah. That's what despising prophecy looks like. The word says not to despise prophecy, but to test every word that is said. So don't despise it, but yes, test it. And how do we test it? I like to say it this way. We throw it against the word of God and see if it sticks. Because everything that comes from God will agree with the word of God. That's how we know that abortion is not from God. I know none of you wonder this, but some people in the world still wonder this. Homosexuality is not from God. Transgenderism is not from God. Living a self-focused life, not from God. Because you throw any of that stuff against the word of God, and what happens? It does not stick. It actually repels it right back to you, right? Everything that comes from God will agree with the word of God. So I'm going to read this prophetic word to you, and then we will test it with the word of God. So here's the prophetic word. No Limits Church will occupy the city of Owosso until Jesus comes. Our leadership and influence will make Owosso a safe haven until he comes. And we will occupy by owning businesses in Owosso, serving on city council and school board, and we'll have three church locations. We'll have Owosso West, Owosso Central, and Owosso East. No Limits Church will be the talk of the city. People will say, that's where you go to meet Jesus. That's where you go to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's where you go to get healed and delivered. And we will become the leading force in Owosso. No other organization will have the influence we do. We will steward the influence well. It will be marked by righteousness. So let's break it down. First part, No Limits Church will occupy the city of Owosso until Jesus comes. Many of you will recognize this language directly from the Bible. One way I know this is a word from God is because he used the King James language in this prophetic word. You got it that time, right? That's a joke, by the way. The King James version is not the God's language. God did not speak in King James English. But this is when Jesus was, teaching a crowd. I want to take you to the scripture. They thought the kingdom of God would begin right away. And Jesus told them a parable to prove otherwise. And here's what he said. It's found in Luke chapter 19, verse 12. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy until I come. So there it is, occupy until I come. So what does this mean? This word translated to occupy literally means this. Listen carefully. To carry on the business of a banker or a trader. That's interesting, isn't it, Coach? When Jesus returns, he's going to ask us, how much did you multiply what I gave you? In this parable, one of the servants created a 10 times return, 10x return. That's amazing, right? Who wants to do that? We'll bring him a return. And even more amazing is Jesus's response to this guy. And he said to him, "Well done, good servant. Because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities." I feel like I should point out right here that Jesus refers to money as very little. Very little. How many of you know that to us, though, it's very big sometimes? Very big. So if we can just get God's mindset of it being very little, we will go a long ways with him. And he will actually test you with money before he will put anything else into your hands, any other responsibility into your hands. Money comes first, because if he can trust you to be faithful with this very little thing, money, then he can trust you to be faithful with much. Money is the test. Does God use money to test us? You better know that he does, and he's watching what you do with it. Just get God's mindset on this. Money's a little thing. And I'm going to be faithful with this little thing. But did you catch that it said authority over 10 cities? So Jesus went from giving them money to giving them cities. And the word authority here means delegated influence and the rule of government. So Jesus is saying this, I'm giving you my influence to lead these cities. No Limits Church will occupy the city of Owosso until Jesus comes. And what that means is we will actively multiply the influence, the power, and the authority that he's given us. We're going to multiply all of that until he comes. We're going to use that to disciple a city. And even after he comes, when we rule and reign with him in the millennium, I imagine this might just still be our city to lead. I don't know for sure. I could be wrong, but that's just a guess of mine. So before we go on to the next part of this prophetic word, I want to take a few minutes to talk about the imminent return of Christ. Did y'all know that he's coming? Yes. Hey, he's coming. So to clear the air, I'm just going to clear the air here in case you don't know, I believe in a pre-tribulation rapture of the church. That's what I believe. In the twinkling of an eye, our bodies will be changed into their glorified state, and we're going to watch as the dead in Christ rise from their grave, and then we will rise with them to meet the Lord in the air. Man, that's going to be a good time. I know not everyone agrees on the timing of this event, but I believe wholeheartedly that it will happen before the 7-year tribulation. That's what I believe. You can believe something different. I won't be mad at you. And we can even talk about it, actually, because I've decided in advance that I'm not going to be in offense over something like that. But if you want to know why I believe this, you can search the word rapture on our YouTube channel, and I've preached several times the details of why I believe this with lots of scripture references. Now, I wouldn't dare give you the exact date for the rapture of the church like many fools have done before, right? Yeah. Scripture tells us that even Jesus doesn't know the exact day or the hour. But Jesus did urge us, pay attention to the signs that reveal it is near. And one of the many signs is what goes on with the sun, moon, and stars. So this upcoming eclipse has my attention. I'll be honest with you, it has my attention. And before you scoff at me, or even if you already have, just remember that it was a star that led the wise men to Jesus, was it not? God can use any part of his creation to reveal things to us, and we should pay attention to what's going on. And I'll just tell you, I'm not an astrologist. Far from it. I believe horoscopes are New Age nonsense. But I do pay attention to unusual things that happen as they are a sign of the end times. So there's a solar eclipse on April 8th. Who knew that? There is a solar eclipse on April 8th. For those in the path of totality, it will become as dark as night in the middle of the day because it's going to happen around noontime because the moon will completely cover the sun. That's amazing. But for us, we're not in the path of totality, but the sun will be about 90% covered here in the Tulsa area. So I recommend buying some solar glasses so that you can watch this happen, because you shouldn't watch it happen without solar glasses, by the way. It's going to be quite the sight. Now, I've listened to a few people explain how the rapture of the church could happen around the time of the eclipse. And they weren't setting a day, but they were just explaining why we should be paying attention. And they made some really good points, and it all came from a place of humility, because their whole premise was this: I don't know the day that it'll happen. I just want to make sure that you're aware of the signs that are before us, because there's a lot of them besides this eclipse. And that's what I'm doing for you today, just making you aware of the signs. And a day or two after I was watching these people explain about the solar eclipse, I was suddenly reminded of something that happened 2 years ago when Beth was in labor with Daniel. On the way to the midwife, Beth was having contractions about every 3 minutes or so. That was a wild ride, I'll tell you that. Wow. It was intense. More intense for her than it was for me, I can tell you that. So I decided to turn on one of our favorite songs to help distract her from the pain. And I played the song Endless Praise by Charity Gale. And almost immediately, the Spirit of God filled our car, and we both just began to weep. It's almost like it came in like a thick cloud and just filled our car, and we both began to cry. And His love and His peace were just so tangible with us there in the car. It was overwhelming. And then came the third verse of that song. Take a look at what it says. It says this, "Standing with those who have heard, well done, proclaiming forever that You're the one who's faithful, faithful, faithful are You, Lord." So what can we give You but endless praise? The heavens roar as we shout Your name is Jesus, 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 You are Lord. And at this point, I was in and out of a vision of Jesus coming on the clouds. It's like I could see Him come, what it was going to be like when He was coming. My eyes were open because I was driving, but I would just catch glimpses of what His coming was going to look like. So there I am, wiping tears from my eyes, sobbing, going in and out of this vision and trying to keep a laboring woman safe, speeding down Highway 169. And about 20 minutes later, we arrived at the birthing center. The midwife checked the progress, and we discovered that Beth was on the verge of having this baby, so on the verge that less than an hour later, she had the baby. I'm sure glad we went. Could have been an even more wild ride if we would have waited a little bit longer. But you may wonder, what does this have to do with the eclipse? Well, Daniel's second birthday is April 9th, and the eclipse is on April 8th. And so you can see why that got my attention, right? The converging events, like happening around the same time. Again, I'm not setting a date. I'm just watching, and I'm realizing, man, Christ's return is right around the corner. It's just right around the corner. And this is what motivated me to tell 40 middle schoolers the truth about LGBTQ this past Wednesday. I just laid it out, plain and clear, that they've been lied to, and there is freedom in Christ. I don't mind talking about this issue. Obviously, you've heard me talk about it several times, but usually, like especially in a public school setting, I would kind of like ease into it. But not now. I fully recognize this could be my last chance to talk to these kids, and they need to know the truth because it's the truth that sets them free. There's a lot of people that think that having the belief that the rapture comes before the tribulation will have you sit on your fanny at home and not do anything. But I can tell you it did quite the opposite for me. Just thinking about the rapture of the church motivated me. It's like, this may be my last chance to tell them the truth. And I was just motivated to go do it. And it was, you should have seen their eyes. It was incredible. Like, I can't believe this guy is talking about this stuff. And I got to tell you this, I sent out a video that gave you the details. Most of y'all probably saw that, but here's the coolest thing about it. And I didn't share this in the video. The place where I went to share the truth with these middle schoolers was where I went to school, in Catoosa. And so there I was in the band room of Catoosa, which is where the enemy tried to take me out with that very thing. And I marched into that room. I'm back. I'm back. And I'm going to set the captives free. That was the funnest day that I've had in a while. I mean, it was so fun. I tell you what, storming the gates of hell is fun when you have a revelation that the gates of hell cannot prevail against you. When I walked into that room, it's like there wasn't even opposition in the room. It's like all the demons scattered as soon as I walked in. They're like, oh crap, Cade's here. Get out. I'm serious. That's what it was like. There was no opposition. It was amazing. And that's what it's supposed to be like for us. As soon as if we know our authority and we walk in it, if we truly know our authority and we walk in it, when we step in the room, the demons flee. They got to go. So Jesus is coming soon. It could really be next month. And for those who know Christ, this is really comforting. They're motivating words. So be bold and courageous in these last days. That's my message to you today. Just be bold and courageous in these last days. And if you don't know Christ, these are terrifying words. Oh, crap. I better get this figured out. But I can lead you to a place of comfort right now. All that Jesus is waiting on is for you to simply believe in and follow Him. It's a decision that you make in your heart. So I don't want to move on until I give you the opportunity to do that. Is there anybody here who's just like hearing about Jesus' return is just fearful to you? And I was like, that is scary. If that's you and you're ready to just solve that once and for all, just raise your hand for me. Awesome. Wanted to make sure. Praise the Lord. So what do we do? What do we do until Jesus comes?
Get out there and say, hey, we're supposed to be disciples.
Yeah.
Yes.
We occupy this city. We actively multiply the influence, the power, the authority that Jesus has given us. Because our leadership and our influence will make Owosso a safe haven until He comes. Have you noticed that the world has fallen apart around us? It's been happening for quite a while, but as we take our God-given authority in Owosso, we create a safe haven for the people in the city. It's like we create a barrier, a boundary around the city, and the evil cannot get in. And here's two scriptures that agree. Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. Boy, do we know that. Here's another one, Psalms 91, verse 5 through 7. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. That's what we're going to do for this city. That city might be fallen, but not right here in Owosso, because these evils will not touch our city. So our leadership and influence will make Owosso a safe haven until he comes. And how amazing is that? Isn't that an exciting assignment to have from the Lord, to make a whole city a safe haven? As we fulfill what God has prophesied over us, it saves an entire city. It protects an entire city. Yes, our church will be thriving, but even more incredible is that our city will be protected because of us. We decided to step up into our authority and say, Satan, get out. This is our city. Next. We will occupy by owning businesses in Owosso, serving on the city council and school board, and having three church locations. So the question is, does God want us to own businesses?
Yes.
Does God want us to serve in government positions?
Yes.
Does God want us to possess land?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's like y'all have been coming here for a little while. The answer is yes. And let me show you in Scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 11. The Lord will give you prosperity in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you, blessing you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. That's wonderful. And another, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations. Did you realize you can't disciple nations without discipling cities?
Amen.
Huh? Our assignment from Jesus himself is to use his authority, not just to disciple people, not just one-on-one discipleship, but here we're supposed to disciple society, the nations. We are to lead our city in the ways of God. And you know what? This requires bold, faithful followers of Christ to occupy places of leadership in the structures of society. We're talking about business, government, and education. We can't disciple a city from the sidelines. You have to be at the top. We must occupy the high places. We must lead the city. That's what Jesus commanded us to do. I'm looking at a group of leaders right here. The world wants to intimidate you and say, you don't have the education to do that. Who cares? God's given me what I need. God qualifies those who would look unqualified. He uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So we will occupy by owning businesses in Owosso, serving on the city council and school board, and having three church locations. There's several in our congregation who own businesses already. And you know what? All you business owners, it's time for you to multiply. It's time for you to multiply. God's favor has been released on your business. God's favor has been released on your business. It's time for you to multiply. Take the limits off and let him exceed your expectations. Your vision isn't big enough. He has a bigger one for you. Take the limits off. Now, currently, no one here is serving on the city council and school board. So if that's tugging on your heart, put in the work to make it happen. Did you know it's going to take work to actually make that happen? So find out what you need to do to run for the next election and then get it done. We're working on purchasing land for No Limits Central location, which I told you about last week. If you missed that, go watch the message from last week. Don't want to get into that today. But according to this prophetic word, we're going to have two more locations. On top of that, one near Highway 75 and another one on the east side of Owosso. Nice. No Limits Church will be the talk of the city. People will say, that's where you go to meet Jesus. That's where you go to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's where you go to get healed and delivered. I don't think I have to convince you that God wants this to be the buzz of the city. At least I hope that I don't. But let me take you to Scripture anyway. When Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, he told the woman about her five husbands. He wasn't saying this to condemn her. Rather, he used this word of knowledge to prove that he was the Messiah. And then take a look at what happened as the result. John chapter 4, verse 39, many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman had said, "He told me everything I ever did." Wonderful. So as we become the talk of the city, many will believe in Jesus simply because of people who experience God's miracle working power here at No Limits. And then they go out and they tell people about it. They tell people, here's what happened when I went to that church. No Limits Church will be the talk of the city. People say, that's where you go to meet Jesus. That's where you go to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's where you go to get healed and delivered. People are already meeting Jesus here, and it's a wonderful thing. They're getting filled with the Holy Spirit here. Speaking of, how many of you were filled with the Holy Spirit right here at No Limits Church? Raise your hand. Look at that. I told you. I ain't lying to you. We got proof in the room. Hallelujah. People are already being healed, and it continues to increase. People are already being delivered from all kinds of sin and bondage and demonic oppression. Speaking of, how many of you have been delivered from some kind of demonic oppression here at No Limits Church? Amazing. Yeah. You know when to give God glory. It's like, man, he set us free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Next up, we will become the leading force in Owosso. No other organization will have the influence we do. We will steward the influence well. It's going to be marked by righteousness. And this agrees with what we've already spoke about, but here's another scripture to drive it home. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. Sounds like God wants us to be the leaders. Anybody catch that? Amen. Of all the churches in Owosso, there's a lot of them. There's a lot. Why did he choose us? I think it's simple. It's because we allow God's power to flow through us. That's it. We submit to the Holy Spirit. We welcome the gifts of the Spirit. It's not because we're super awesome. It's because we're submitted to what God wants to do. And you may wonder, well, why doesn't every church do that? And that's the question I'm asking. That's what Tim's asking. Why doesn't every church do this? Well, it turns out there's a strong pull to please people. Have you ever noticed that? And when we try to please people, we will always end up in disobedience to God. Hear that. When you try to please people, you will always end up in disobedience to God at some point. Many people have left this church because I refuse to please people. And I'm okay with that because I've chosen to please God, even when it displeases people. Because y'all, I have an understanding. I answer to God when this is all said and done. I'm going to be standing before him on judgment day, giving an answer for the things that I did on this earth. But don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not out to displease people. And some people do that. They're like, well, I only please God. And then they set out to displease people. It's like, no, that's not the point. That's not my goal. But if people get upset over something the Holy Spirit leads me to do, oh, well, go do what you need to do. There's lots of churches to choose from. Go find you one. I'm sorry, but it's just how it is. We will become the leading force in Owosso. No other organization will have the influence we do. We'll steward the influence well. It's going to be marked by righteousness. We will not use the ways of the world to gain influence. The world puts on a show and manipulates people. We're not doing that. Our influence is delegated from the Lord. He gave it to us. We're just here to steward it. And as we walk in his influence, what needs to be done will get done. We will not be known as a people-pleasing church. We will be known as a righteous church. And I'm not talking about a self-righteous church. I'm talking about a church that boldly wears God's gift of righteousness. We just put it on, living in what God gave me. So now you see how this prophetic word lines up with God's word. So I'm going to read the whole thing to you again. No Limits Church will occupy. You know, every time that I proclaim this, something happens in the spirit. Every time I proclaim it. No Limits Church will occupy the city of Owosso until Jesus comes and hell trembles. Right?
Yes.
Amen. Our leadership and influence will make Owosso a safe haven until he comes. And all the demons say, ah!
Yes.
We will occupy by owning businesses in Owosso, serving on city council and school board, and having three church locations, Owosso West, Central, and East. And all the religious spirits say, they can't do that. Watch me now. No Limits Church will be the talk of the city. People say that's where you go to meet Jesus. That's where you go to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's where you go to be healed and delivered. We will become the leading force in Owosso. No other organization will have the influence that we do. We will steward this influence well. It'll be marked by righteousness. In other words, this influence isn't going to make us fall like it does for some people. No, it'll be marked by righteousness. So we're called by God to protect our city from the evils of the end times. Why us? Because of all the churches in Owosso, we are the ones that are willing to follow God, no matter the cost. Will this come with persecution?
You know it.
You know it. Jesus promised that we would face persecution, especially in the last days. It's like it's going to ramp up in the last days. Yeehaw, aren't you glad you're living in the last days? Will there be troubles along the way? Challenges, guaranteed. But when troubles of any kind come our way, we consider it an opportunity for great joy. Maybe you need to sing that song from this morning if you're having a hard time with that. I'm having a hard time turning this trouble into joy. I'm going to invite Dylan over to come lead me in that song. Because we know when our faith is tested, our endurance has a chance to grow. Isn't that good? And we're going to need some endurance. We need to be fully developed in order to fulfill this vision, this prophetic word. And I don't know if you realize it yet, but this is a big assignment. Did you notice? That's a pretty big assignment. It's going to take faith to go from where we are right now to where we need to be. Nothing else can get us there but faith. Have you considered the amount of resources that we're going to need to pull it off? I know Beth has, because you see, you bring something like this to Beth and she starts thinking of all the stuff. She's the whole shooter. I bring her my big ideas. I'm a visionary. And she says, we throw it up in the air, my vision, and she says, pow, 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 pow. And when she's done, there's nothing left. You know? But I'm grateful for people like Beth, because it takes all of us to make this happen. Somebody's got to see the troubles ahead, because us visionaries are just walking around with like, let's go, everybody. Wouldn't you know it that God paired us together? You can only imagine the conversations in our house. It's wonderful. We balance each other, though, don't we, babe? Yeah, it's wonderful. But Beth, have you considered the amount of resources it'll take to pull this off? It's going to take a full-time staff, an amazing full-time staff, not to mention those three buildings that we need to acquire with the land and all that stuff. But God is not asking us to pay for it. He's going to fund the vision. But it has to flow through us. It has to flow through us. And most of us think too small regarding finances, including myself. And that's why the Holy Spirit gave me a follow-up prophecy just a few months after I received the one we talked about today. And I've read it to you before. I'm going to read it to you again, and then we're going to test it with the Word of God. Here's what he said to me. He said, the vision has been funded. Funded in the Spirit, funded in the natural. Everything needed is readily available. Simply reach in and grab what you need when you need it. Like getting something out of a fully stocked pantry. There's people, there's finances, God's goodness, there's healing, miracles. It's all fully stocked. So we're not waiting on the funding and the resources. It's ready right now. God has made it readily available. Somebody say readily available.
Readily available.
Are we waiting on it? We're to reach in and grab what we need when we need it. How do you reach out and grab it? With faith, by faith. But here's the problem. I bet every single one of us has heard teaching on how God wants you poor. And you probably have the experience to back it up. So when we hear a prophetic word like this, there's a conflict going on within us. We're like, oh, I want to believe that, but something's rubbing me. We question if it really came from God. I know God wants to care for my needs, but does he really want me to prosper? We're talking about large sums of money that are going to be given to No Limits Church in order to fund this vision. Let me put it this way. Millions of dollars will be given to No Limits Church to fund this vision. Where will these millions of dollars come from? You and anyone else who God calls to be a part of this vision. If there were ever a time to be diligent about renewing our minds regarding prosperity, it's now. It's right now. We must do what it takes to break the deception of poverty off of our minds so we can embrace everything that God has for us. I'm going to help you with that right now by testing the second prophetic word against the Word of God. And there's no better place to go than Ephesians chapter 3, which says this. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it's too great to understand fully, because then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Anybody want fullness of life?
Yes.
And power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power, working within us to accomplish how much? Infinitely more than we might ask or think. Your biggest ask, and then God's going to do infinitely more. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So there you go. This scripture makes the prophetic word about being fully funded seem so small. It's like, of course, right? Of course. Of course God can do that. Just look at what he wants to do. Accomplish infinitely more. And I went through this block of scripture and looked up every single word in the Strong's Concordance. I wanted to understand the depth of what's being said here. And after a 3-hour study on 5 verses, I wrote them out like we would speak them today. And I'm not adding to scripture. I'm not changing scripture. I'm simply extracting the depths of the words that were written. And this is going to bless you. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, your unending abundance of possessions, your wealth is incredible. Use it liberally to make us strong in our ability to operate in your miracle-working power. We know you accomplish this only as we allow the Holy Spirit to work within us. So, Holy Spirit, we give you full access. Fill us now. And Jesus Christ, we are confident in what God's word says about you. Yes, you are the Son of God who was sacrificed for our sins. You rose from the dead, securing our salvation. So make your permanent home in our hearts. We invite you to govern our thoughts, our desires, and our passions. And now the foundation of God's love has been firmly established in us. So make us completely competent to fully possess this vast, wide, and deep heavenly love. We desire intimacy. We don't just want to know about your love. We want to know your love through the intimate experience of your love. And don't stop there, but fill us to the brim with your promises, your presence, and your power. Cram us full of you, God. Hey! Father, you are fully capable and completely resourced to execute our request. Anything we ask or think, we are confident that you will not only do these things, but you will go over and above. You will do more than is necessary. The results will be superior in quality. How many of y'all be praying like this? This is how we should be praying. God is pleased with a prayer like this. We understand that our cooperation is required to see these results. We must fully allow your miracle-working power to flow freely through us. So we say yes, let your power flow through us. And as we gather together as the body of Christ, we are united and strong in miracle-working power. And Father, you are glorified. You're not just glorified in our midst, but your glory rings out across the entire universe throughout all time, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So allow this scripture to renew your mind so that you can flow in God's abundance. Which, by the way, did you know that is our foundational scripture for the name of our church? Yeah. As you can see why. This will pave the way for the purpose of our church to come to pass when we live this scripture. Live it. We must line up with every part of God's word. Yes, get the sin out of your life, but don't stop there. Speak God's word until you're flowing in the realm of his kingdom. There is no lack in God's kingdom. There is no sickness in God's kingdom. There is no tiredness, depression, anxiety, or inadequacy in God's kingdom. If these things are in your life, you are not flowing in God's kingdom. So how do you get there? Renew your mind by speaking the word of God. Go at it like a bulldog. Don't let your experiences speak louder than the word of God. You speak the word of God until it becomes reality in your life. My circumstances don't get the last word. God's word does not return to him void. I'm not giving up on his word. I don't care what my circumstances say or how long they stick around. Sticking with God's word.
Amen.
And I'm determined, can you tell? To break the spirit of poverty off of every single one of you. Why does Kay talk about money so much? Because I want to set you free from the spirit of poverty. Just because Jesus said there will always be poor among us doesn't mean that you have to be one of them. All Jesus was saying was this, you know what? There will always be people that don't get it. They won't do what it takes to renew their mind and access God's provision. So take care of those people.
Yes.
Take care of them. And yes, we will take care of people who have yet to learn how to live in God's flow of endless wealth. But for you here right now, you are not going to be one of them. You are here at No Limits Church. You chose this place, by the way. I didn't make you come. You chose this place. This means that you have what it takes to break out of poverty and into God's flow of wealth. Every single one of you has what it takes. You are called to prosper so you can help fund the work of God. Don't bow down to that demon of poverty, which is what it is. Kick it in the face. Make a decision right now. I will not stop speaking the word of God until I'm flowing in God's endless resources. I'm going to wear out Ephesians chapter 3. I'm just going to wear it out until that poverty is gone. Because God will not only do the things we ask, he will go over and above. He will do more than is necessary. The results will be superior in quality. If you believe God, what God says in his word, say amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that Ephesians 3 was inspired by the Holy Spirit? Do you believe that that is God's very words? Then act like it.
Man, that was good, wasn't it? Help us get God's word out to everyone who needs it by partnering with us financially. Your generous giving is what enables us to make a difference for the kingdom of God. Visit nolimits.fyi to give securely online. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a message. And thanks again for listening. Now let's go make a difference.